The Mueller investigation can wrap up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Indeed.com, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by TheraWorks Relief. The moment the president's critics saw him dismiss the findings of his own FBI and CIA and accept Putin's assurance that there was no Russian attempt to undermine the election, they immediately assumed Trump had sold out his country. But did he? I remember during the 60s, a lot of us baby boomers had no qualms about dissing the FBI and the CIA. I also remember Jane Fonda traveling to Hanoi and cozying up to the communists. And now we're friends with Vietnam. Maybe he's doing a Jane Fonda, willing to risk being called a traitor in the cause of peace. Or maybe he genuinely feels that Putin's sincere denial means that the FBI can wrap up its Russia investigation and move on to other things, like investigating the foreign-looking guy who cleans your building at night. You might say, but Dave, what about that indictment with all those Russian names? Relax. I have a feeling those names will start disappearing one by one due to natural causes. And I can also see where this new type of kumbaya chemistry between leaders will make it way easier to do things like declare North Korea nuke-free. In the old days, grumpy presidents like Reagan would insist on surveillance and fussy inspectors, but maybe all you really need is Kim Jong-un's sincere assurance, a warm handshake, and a smile. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.